and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Odetta in Birmingham, Alabama, 1930, born Odetta Holmes Phileas. Wanted to be an opera singer, but then she heard folk music in San Francisco and went that way. A reviewer once said, Odetta can't sing folk at all because she doesn't really sound like a person singing. She sounds more like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's the birthday of Catherine Reed Williams, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1790, who wrote one of the earliest examples of public reporting in the United States. It was published in 1833, a book called Fall River, An Authentic Narrative, an account of the mysterious death of Sarah Cornell, a young mill worker. Her body was found hanging from a pole of a haystack one winter day, 1832, several months pregnant. The death was ruled a suicide until they found a note in her belongings that said, If I am gone missing, inquire of the Reverend Mr. Avery of Bristol. He will know where I am. The Reverend Ephraim Avery was a prominent Methodist minister. He was a married man, had kids. And during his trial, the entire congregation perjured themselves on his behalf, and he was acquitted on all counts. Catherine Reed Williams wrote the book that exposed the corruption of the town of Fall River, warning readers that even here has murder stalked abroad amidst scenes of nature's loveliness. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, entitled Testament. So often it has been displayed to us the hourglass, with its grains of sand drifting down, not as an object in our world, but as a sign, a symbol, our lives drifting down, grain by grain, sifting away. I'm sure everyone must see this emblem somewhere in the mind. Yet not only our lives drift down, the stuff of ego with which we began, the mass in the upper chamber, filters away as love accumulates below. Now I am almost entirely love. I have been to the banker, the broker, those strange people, to talk about unit trusts, annuities, CDs, IRAs, trying to leave you whatever I can after I die. I've made my will, written you a long letter of instructions. I think about this continually. What will you do? How will you live? You can't go back to cocktail waitressing in the casino. And your poetry, it will bring you, at best, a pittance in our civilization, a widow's mite, as mine has, for 45 years, which is why I leave you so little. Brokers, unit trusts, I'm no financier doing the world's great business, and the sands in the upper glass grow few. Can I leave you the veil of 10,000 trilliums where we buried our good cat, Pokey, across the lane to the quarry? Maybe the tulips I planted under the lilac tree, or our red-bellied woodpeckers who have given us so much pleasure, and the rabbits and the deer and kisses and lovemakings, all our embracings. I know millions of these will be still unspent when the last grain of sand falls with its whisper, its inconsequence, on the mountain of my love below. Testament, a poem by Hayden Carruth, from Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey Poems, 1991 to 1995, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.